One of the things Maine has going for it is its water. We have great water. When you pump water and you truck it somewhere out of the state, that water is never coming back.
Water is big business in Maine, and this is a reason why. Every year, Poland Spring pumps about 1 billion gallons out of Maine's aquifers. That's enough to fill more than 1,500 Olympic-sized swimming pools. But the places where they're extracting that bottled water from are drying up.
We had our fire chief driving around with water and giving people water to drink and to shower.
As locals have fought the company's deals, Poland Spring has waded into state and local politics to keep profits flowing.
This is definitely a David and Goliath fight.
You're working for Poland Spring opposed to working for the people.
So we went to the communities where your bottled water comes from to hear from the people closest to it.
How can they say it's not having an impact?
We don't even exist in their mind.
And we found that people are anxious about the future of their most valuable resource and pissed off at the company that's bottling so much of it.
Take away the water and you don't have much.
You want some of this? Okay. I'll give you some of this.
Nina Fuller is a sheep farmer who lives in Hollis, Maine.
I think it was maybe 15 years I was here when the drought hit and I ran out of water. And then a couple years later, I ran out of water again.
Maine is one of the most water-rich states in the country. But in recent years, it's seen an alarming trend. This year is the fifth in the last decade where much of the state has experienced significant droughts.
They drink a lot of water. It was a problem because I would run out of water. And you can't just open up a bottle of water and stick it in the trough.
Just a 15-minute drive from Nina's farm is the largest facility for bottling water in North America, operated by Poland Spring.
It may be the best tasting water on earth because nature is there to protect it.
In Hollis alone, Poland Spring can extract up to 238 million gallons of water a year. But in 2022, the same year Nina's well was going dry, they wanted more.
I went to the town meeting. There was some really pissed off people.
After residents found out, they backed off.
Poland Spring had asked to double their water. It just seemed crazy to me.
Poland Spring says their operations have no impact. That Maine gets enough rain every year to replace whatever the company is taking and then some. But most of the benefit is leaving Maine. In 1992, Swiss company Nestle acquired Poland Spring along with several other regional bottled water companies to become one of the leading players in the market. You probably know some of the names. But wherever Nestle went for water, trouble followed.
Nestle is accused of stealing California's water.
Michigan is now under fire for approving a plan to allow the company Nestle to increase the amount of water it draws from the state.
In Nestle's case, they are trying to get water from Ginny Springs and not even pay for it.
In 2021, Nestle spun off all of its bottled water brands into Blue Triton, a company backed by private equity. After Blue Triton bought the brands, their pumping around the country increased, including in Maine. This October, the company announced that due to the drought, it was reducing pumping from its springs in Hollis, Kingfield, and Freiburg.
The company didn't specify by how much, but adds it monitors aquifer levels daily.
But we found documents that tell a different story. The towns of Freiburg and Denmark get monthly reports about how much water Poland Spring is taking. The reports show that in September, when Poland Spring said that they were reducing withdrawals from some sites, including Freiburg, the company actually drew more water from Denmark and Freiburg than they did in September 2023 and September 2024.
My property borders their property.
Peter Nielsen and his friend Chris Doyle live near this pond in Denmark, close to one of Poland Spring's sites.
You can see water should be where we're standing, and you can see that it's nowhere near what it used to be.
So far this year, Poland Spring has pumped nearly 64 million gallons out of Cold Spring in Denmark. Poland Spring says that pumping doesn't affect the water level in the nearby pond, or the water supply of people like Chris who live outside of what's known as the zone of influence. But several years ago, Chris moved into a small house on Peter's property. They dug a well for her to get water.
We finally hit a spring, and we figured, all right, we got water. And all of a sudden, it was dry. And we paid attention to when Poland Spring was pumping and how much they were pumping. And they ended up pumping more at that time when mine went dry.
Chris says the town told her that there was no way Poland Spring's operations could impact her well. But a few winters ago, there was a bad snowstorm.
They couldn't get their trucks out to pump the water. Plus, there was no power to pump the water. In that 24-hour period, my well went up 24 inches.
So there's a lot that we don't know and that we rely on them to report. And sometimes there's a real lag with that reporting.
Denmark allows Poland Spring to pump up to 105 million gallons of water a year. The company pays the town just $34,000 a year in property taxes.
We can do what we can on a town level with our ordinances, etc. But if there isn't the will, it doesn't really happen. I do believe it needs to come from the state level.
We sent Poland Spring a list of questions, and we asked why they pumped so much in September when they publicly claimed they were cutting back due to the drought. Primo Brands sent us a statement saying it, quote, manages its spring sources responsibly and for long-term sustainability, that hydrologists have determined Poland Spring isn't having a negative impact on their neighbors or the water supply, and that they comply with all regulations. But they didn't answer the question. Why, during a drought, are they taking so much water?
Poland Spring used to have a community office in that building, but they shut it down. They tend to do that.
In the town of Freiburg, Poland Spring buys its water from a privately owned water utility. So far this year, Poland Spring has taken 21 million gallons more of water from Freiburg than it did through the same period in 2024.
They have a well that they pull from. Next to that well is a loading station where trucks pull up. And it takes 15 minutes to load up one truck that's about 8,500 gallons.
In 2012, Poland Spring signed a contract to the water company to lease land and withdraw its water at the same rate as residents for up to 45 years.
We had to appeal to the Maine Public Utilities Commission to get a hearing in our community. It was clear that it was a very unpopular decision to have a contract that would last for generations.
But all three members of the Public Utility Commission had ties to Poland Spring, or firms that worked for them.
It took us a year and a half to get them all to recuse themselves from the case.
But the replacements on the commission approved the deal anyway.
Decisions were being made behind closed doors, and the public wasn't getting access to all the information about whether this was a good deal for their community.
Maggie O'Neill is a former state representative in the Maine legislature. In 2023, she introduced a bill that would limit the length of the contracts and give residents approval over the process.
If a vote's taking place, they felt like there would be a lot more public dialogue and more opportunity to get information about the deals that were being made and whether that was a good idea for their community.
Poland Spring said publicly that the bill would, quote, make it unaffordable for them to do business. But their real efforts were at the State House.
Poland Spring had multiple lobbyists in the committee room, in the hallway, talking to legislators, and they worked hard to kill this.
Poland Spring's been very good at locking in support from both sides of the aisle.
Last year, Poland Spring's ownership changed again when Blue Triton merged with another company, Primo. Primo reported nearly $2 billion in sales in the third quarter, including almost $900 million from regional bottled water brands like Poland Spring. Some of Primo's top investors include One Rock Capital Partners, one of the private equity firms behind Blue Triton, as well as BlackRock, Vanguard, and Fidelity.
This is definitely a David and Goliath fight. It's a really big international company in small communities in a rural state like Maine, but it's not impossible.
We can scream all day for protecting our rights to water, but if we're not going to accept the responsibility that it takes to protect our water, then we're going to lose our rights.
As people in Maine worry about their future access to water, some are pushing for more public control. How much a company like Poland Spring can take, and who makes those decisions? People in Freiburg met last month to talk about buying the Freiburg Water Company and making it publicly owned. That's the company that signed the deal with Poland Spring.
There would be more control of the water resource to assure the citizens have adequate supplies of clean water into the future, with no profit margins being part of the equation.
We've got the short end of the stick, and we can't even assert ourselves and determine like what we feel like's, you know, going to be best for our community.
Our families are here. I mean, animals, plants, like everything needs water, and they're just pumping out water for their profit.
There's not a whole lot that can be done unless the state changes its laws.
Maine is one of just three states that has what's known as an absolute dominion law. It lets landowners extract an almost unlimited amount of groundwater.
Absolute dominion law has also been described as the guy with the biggest straw wins. Holding that law in place really protects landowners who have businesses that use a lot of water and puts their neighbors at potential risk.
This year, the legislature passed a bill to study the law. That study just needs to be funded by a council of state legislators. But as of November, that hadn't happened.
Let's take a look at the rule of absolute dominion and see, is it serving us? Is it good for water rights for everybody to be able to have this carte blanche rule on water extraction?
After her well went dry in 2022, Nina's friends and family raised the money to drill a well, which goes much further into the ground and isn't as prone to droughts.
So I was lucky that way, but you know, a lot of other people aren't. No question in my mind that this drought that we've been in all summer, I would have run out of water for sure.
If we fail to take action, that's on us, and it's only going to continue to happen. There are going to be more wells where Poland Spring can take about as much water as it wants without consequence and without Maine really seeing a benefit.
From the ground up in communities, when people become concerned about their water, it's not a partisan issue at all. When you realize there's a potential threat to your water, there's nothing that can bring people together more strongly.
Thanks for watching our video. And if you want more stories like this, check out our channel and like and subscribe. And if you have ideas for stories, reach out to us at stories@perfectunion.us.